Oh, it's so beautiful in May. It is so beautiful, so beautiful. Minneapolis in May. At Lake Calhoun, a man fishes off a pier, and a fish jumps 100 yards away. A boat goes by, and another fish jumps, and under the pier the water glugs and wumps, wumps, wumps. The lake and the reflection of the sky, runners passing by, bicyclists and their friendly dogs, Rottweilers, retrievers, and mutts. City dogs so happy to be outside, they almost go nuts. A Yorkie who belongs to a girl with tangerine hair, and a man who seems to be in prayer, a sun-worshipping religion. But no, he's only doing yoga, down dog and half pigeon. It's 11 a.m. on Friday, not that warm, and yet a man strips down to his swim shorts and dives in and comes up glittering wet. And from a nearby lunch stand, the delicious smell of walleye sandwiches. Old ladies on a beach, children scooping up sand. A woman with a cell phone in hand says, "I see an econ. Well, it does matter. It's your major." And nearby on a tire swing, a teenager swings, and she laughs at Chinese tourists' approach, taking photographs. It is a work day, and yet at the lake the workers are taking a long break. A father and his daughter out for a walk, past sunfish boats tied up to the dock. Three women in black hijabs pass, geese eating the dandelions in the grass. And babies, babies in strollers, babies trying to walk and learn how to function. Babies in mother's arms at their chests, having their luncheon. Everyone is beautiful and loose. Nobody is in a hurry. There has been a truce. What a piece of work we are, so much more beautiful than we knew, and terrible too, as you remember from Shakespeare, as we may find out in November this year.